Okay, we have our WJR Business Beat with, of course, WJR's Jeff Sloan, spotlighting the entrepreneurial, the tech, and startup community on WJR. And I have to tell you, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, he's listening, and I appreciate that he's always listening and always here. I have to tell you before I say my usual, good morning, Jeff, I'm going to say, you do a great job, Jeff, and I appreciate all that you do. And especially on days like today, when you really key in on a very important local company, BetterMade. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for the compliments. And Paul, let's lighten it up just a bit. That, nothing more important than the subject matter you just covered, but it is Friday after all. And let's bring him into the weekend with a great, inspiring story. You mentioned BetterMade, Paul. You know, I get to do this business biography show that used to be hosted by Tom Campbell. This now airs at 1 o'clock on Saturdays. We started a few weeks ago, Paul. We've done some great stories, covered Ahe Jewelers and the family story behind that great company and others. But look, I mean, I don't know about you, Paul. Talking about diamonds is great, but there's nothing better than talking about potato chips, right, Paul?
right, you are.
Potato chips, and you know what? Kidding aside, potato chips led to a great business story. Just goes to show how diverse the economy is here. A couple of Sicilian guys made their way to Detroit and in 1930 opened a factory. That led to ultimately the creation of the BetterMade brand, the BetterMade company right here. Big contributor to the community. And a great story, Paul. You know, most people think about business. They think about money. They think about stock prices and other things. And of course, those things are important. But, you know, every great business, those we feature on the Business Biography Show, have a great story behind them. Listen to the key move. Here's a little clip from last Saturday's show on BetterMade. Listen to this key move made early on that broke the company out of a mass of 30 other potato chip companies in and around Detroit in the early 30s.
When the company first started, they noticed, if you would, that there was all these neighborhood movie theaters. And those neighborhood movie theaters, they didn't sell popcorn, they didn't sell concessions, they didn't have all that stuff. So what BetterMade did is they actually went to all the movie theaters, rented the space next door, and sold potato chips out of those places. So when you went to go see the movies, you would go stop at BetterMade's little convenience store and buy your chips and then go sit in the movie theater and eat your chips while you were watching the movies.
Paul, that's entrepreneurship. They opened up a concessions, they opened in the concession stand next to the movie theater so that they could sell potato chips. People would go in to see the movies. There were the potato chips next door. That made BetterMade a known brand. That was kind of the roots of the genesis of this great entrepreneurial story. And, again, goes to show the diversity in the economy here, Paul. BetterMade, a great brand. And we're thrilled to have been able to tell that story. We've got another great story tomorrow on Business Biography, Paul, featuring a family in kind of rural Michigan in the southeast area of Michigan, Hamilton's Propane. You know, these family businesses, Hamilton's Propane has 10,000 accounts. This is a big business and a great story. Join us for Business Biography Saturdays at 1. Paul, thanks for having me on this morning.
Tell a little bit
about BetterMade and about the show.
Jeff, I just want to say it's always a pleasure having you on every day at about this time. I happened to hear the Saturday Business Biography that you did for Ahe Jewelers, and it was magnificent. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's.
That's great.
Thanks, Paul. 1 o'clock tomorrow.
1 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great weekend, everybody. Join us for the show.
Business Biography, the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And, of course, Jeff Sloan has WJR Business Beat Monday through Friday on our program, and we are so happy about that. 718 at WJR.